live webcasting. What we do is we recommend using an app. It's a free app, and that is right here, and it is called Lyrix. This is an app that's available on both iPhone and Android. The first thing that you're going to do is you're going to set it up so that it's talking to Sermon Audio. It's pushing out using your stream key. And the way to do that is you use that little button at the very top right there, and that's the settings button. If you tap on that, it takes you to connections. Tap on connections. I have two of them set up already, but I'll just show you what it looks like inside. So if I click on edit, I'll go inside classics. You just give it a name. You give it the URL. You will get that from the dashboard, and I'll show you where that is. And if you take a close look at that URL, it actually has the stream key attached to the end of it. This is where a lot of people will be confused. Some apps, depending on what app you use, the stream key will be in its own field. It'll say stream key. But in this particular app, it's all sort of combined so that you have to put the URL together with the stream key. And then indicate whether you want audio and video or just audio or just video. So you can actually have an audio-only webcast using this app if you don't care to show video. I mean, a lot of churches maybe are just not set up to have video. Let me show you before I go too much further where to get this information, the URL and the stream key. That would be in your dashboard to the webcast section. So that would be here. There's your stream key. You just copy it. And there's your server URL. You just copy that. And like I say, in this particular app, you have to combine them. So it's the server URL first / stream key. But if we go back to the app, you can see that there it is all together. When you're done, you just hit back, go back. And what you want to do is you actually want to go to capture and encoding, which is right here, and just make sure that your settings are correct, bit rate and so on. So just make sure your bit rate is set to 2.5. You shouldn't need to go any more than that. Resolution is 1080. Don't go any higher than that. So if you have a little bit of a slower connection, then just reduce those settings. Bring them right down. It'll be fine. And I'm going to go ahead and hit record. And what you'll see, if I go to the web page and you go into the dashboard, you can actually see that it's streaming out. And there it is.